For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bessiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
This story out of Belize is just blowing my mind. This is a St. Louis area man who's accused of hijacking a plane, a small plane in Belize, yesterday morning around 8:30. And ends up supposedly stabbing the pilot and two passengers. The plane's kind of going around for 2 hours, just about 2 hours, while they're trying to get it under control. It ends with another passenger shooting and killing this guy, 49-year-old Akinyala Taylor. Now, what you have to also mention when you talk about this is the fact that he was the former assistant football coach at McClure North High School from the 2018-2019 season, and he also used to teach at Hazelwood, the Hazelwood School District.
Wow.
So a lot of local ties. Family still lives in St. Louis. They are shocked. Channel 5 talked to them. Well, a guy who says that he's the nephew of this man. This is just crazy. They don't have any clue why he did this. The plane was only carrying 14 passengers and two crew members, so this wasn't, you know, some big 737.
It was flying from a town in Belize close to the Mexican border to some resort, right?
Yep.
And he goes crazy. They said it circled for 2 hours, the plane did, while they were trying to deal with this situation. And the pilot, they said, did an extraordinary job. I don't know what they meant by that, but another passenger is the one that shot him?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's kind of crazy that this plane was going around and around for about 2 hours. A police helicopter was behind the plane trying to tail it, basically. And I don't know if they had any assistance in it, but yeah, the plane ended up touching down at the airport safely, which is mind-blowing, especially considering the pilot was stabbed.
Yeah. They stabbed the pilot and at least one other person.
Two passengers. Two other people.
Yeah.
Yep. They're being treated at the hospital for their injuries, so it doesn't sound like anyone's going to die. I mean, aside from the guy who was behind all this. It's just like, what goes through your mind? I mean, I guess it's just mental illness, because I don't know what else to chalk this up to.
Yeah. Went crazy. I mean, I don't know what else you could say. I guess was he there on vacation? Did he live there? We don't know answers to any of that. Channel 5 talked to a relative? Is that correct?
Talk to a guy who's claiming that he is the nephew of, I mean, yeah, this was like the very, you can listen, this was the super short interaction. The nephew didn't want to have his face on camera, didn't want to be identified. Hang on.
I don't think he would do something like this.
This is a big shock to you and all of your family members?
Yeah, it is.
That was it. That was basically the interaction that they had with them.
Yeah.
The nephew.
I bet you wouldn't think he would do something like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's got to be the first reaction when you hear that your family member is doing anything like this that's heinous. Like these school shootings, the one out of Florida. You're probably dumbfounded unless the person has a history of doing stuff like this. They haven't come out and said anything about this guy, and I'm sure more will come out today and over the next few days.
And the reporting in this story says that there were reports that he was a military veteran, former U.S. military vet, but officials did not know the motive, but were working with the authorities in Belize to determine exactly what happened.
It's saying that Kenula Taylor was demanding to be flown out of the country, possibly to Mexico. And at one point wanted the plane to land to add more.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fuel.
Wow.
So... These hijackings, I've probably shared this story before, but I remember when 9/11 happened and I was sitting in, I'm going to make you guys feel old, 6th grade math class. Yeah, I know.
Okay, it's okay.
And, you know, the teacher, Miss Hagel, was asking if we had any questions about what was going on because, you know, how old are you in 6th grade? Like 11, 10?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to make sense of this. And I remember trying to ask a question about, like, what is hijacking? I didn't get it because that just wasn't a term that was really used at that time. And, you know, now it's sad that you do hear about stories like this where someone tries to take over and then you usually have these heroic passengers on the plane who jump into action. And I've always thought about that. I'm like, what would I do? I would trust that there'd be some big, strong men on the flight that I'm on who would take control. And not some 5'4" woman like me trying to do it. But if I was the only one, I guess I would.
Well, you'd try, right?
I'd do everything I could.
If you're a 5'4" woman who identified as a man.
Well, that's true. I could identify as like a 400-pound bodybuilder dude.
And I'm making fun of it. It does. We talked a little bit about this yesterday when we did this weekend Second Amendment and the Great Outdoor Show. And that is, we talked to the gentleman who... He was the, what did he call himself, Carl? The barefoot...
Defender.
Barefoot defender. He was the guy in that church shooting down in Texas a few years ago who, his daughter alerted him to the shooting that was going on in the church across the street. He jumped into action barefoot, grabbed his AR-15 out of his safe, and ran across the street barefoot and engaged this guy, then got in his truck and chased him for 11 miles... until it ended on the side of the road where the guy killed himself. you wonder what you would do in that situation. Mm-hmm. I had that conversation with him yesterday. You hope you would react the right way, particularly if you had the ability to fight back. You hope you would act the right way, but man, until you find yourself in that situation, mm-hmm. I just don't know.
You hear people who have been in those situations and they say, oh, you know, I thought I'd do this, but instead I froze.
Right.
You're paralyzed because you you just, yeah, I mean, you go into, your system goes into overdrive and your adrenaline's pumping.
So much has changed since 9/11, since you brought that up. I mean, it strikes me that these sorts of things used to be a lot more common in the 70s and 80s, that is, plane hijackings. And after 9/11, security on airplanes changed.
I remember that.
It just did.
Mm-hmm.
The doors were strengthened. You had to have a password to get in. All these things, all these precautions were taken on big jet liners. Who knows? If this was a 14-passenger plane, that it may not have had those sorts of safety requirements. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's in Belize,
right,
where they don't probably have a really strong FAA kind of central government agency overseeing flight operations.
Yeah, you wonder what security is like there. This says it was a tropic airplane.
Huh.
What does that mean?
A tropic?
Tropic airplane. I don't know.
Windows roll down? What does it mean?
That's a type of plane? Like,
yeah.
Is that their version of Southwest? It's just smaller and local?
Huh.
But yeah, I mean, gosh, I remember when my dad would go on business trips and my sisters and my mom and I would go to the gate to wait for him, and that you didn't think about it. And
right
now, I can't even imagine being able to do that unless you have a ticket.
You would greet people as they were walking off the runway of the airplane, and those days seem so distant now because you have to wait outside in the front lobby of the airport for them to come out just for security reasons.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff that makes people take action and put new security protocol in place, and some of it's necessary. I mean, obviously the guy, though, was able to bring the gun on the plane because he shot him. So things are very different there.
So for background purposes, this guy's connection to McClure was back in, what, 2018?
He was 2018, 2019, and he was the assistant football coach at the time.
So it's been a little while, so I don't know what he's been up to since then. Then he was with Hazelwood before that, you said?
He was teaching there.
Yeah, okay.
So, like I said, a lot of local connections, and I do feel for the family, though, of this guy, because surely it won't be just KSDK knocking on his door.
Oh,
it'll probably be some national media and just people trying to figure out what this guy's backstory is and if they had any contact with him. I mean, can you imagine going through a situation like that? Like, I know this sounds dark, but I've thought about that as it relates to my mom and thinking, oh my gosh, like some people when their loved one dies, it's this heinous crime and then they have to have it, you know, plastered all over the news and they have people knocking on their door nonstop trying to get interviews and how devastating, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine having to deal with that. You know, if someone was oh my gosh, what am I thinking of? The student who was, Lakin Riley, I think about someone like that, you know?
And we used to be in the profession where they...
We were the ones doing the knocking.
You were ordered to go do the knocking. Yeah.
I hated that.
Changes
I remember
that perspective,
being
doesn't it?
Forced to knock on doors over and over again when I'm like, they don't want to talk to us. I'm about to lie to you and tell you that they're not home because I'm sick and tired of you asking me over and over again to knock on their door, to call them every single day or every few hours and see if they've changed their mind. They don't want to talk. And I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.